He considered that for a moment.
Who do you live with?
He asked.
Supposing I let you live, that is.
My sister, sir. Mrs. Joe Gargery. Wife of Joe Gargery, the blacksmith, sir.
Blacksmith, eh? Said he, and looked down at his leg.
He stepped forward, seized me by both arms, and tilted me back as far as he could hold me, so that his eyes looked most powerfully into mine.
You know what a file is? He demanded.
Yes, sir.
And you know what food is?
Yes, sir.
After each question, he tilted me back a little more.
You get me a file? He tilted me again. And you get me some food?
He tilted me again.
You bring them both to me?
He tilted me again.
Or I'll cut your heart out.
He tilted me again. I held on to him with both hands and said, Please let me up, sir, and perhaps I shan't be sick and shall be able to listen better. He swung me back so that the church seemed to turn right over again, then held me by the arms in an upright position on the stone.
You bring me, tomorrow morning early, that file and some food. You bring the lot to me at that old battery over there. You do it, and never say a word about having seen me, and you shall be let to live. You fail, or open your mouth to anyone, and your heart shall be tore out, roasted and et. I'm not alone, as you may think I am. There's a young man hiding with me, a cruel, awful kind of young man, who has a secret way of getting at a boy to cut his heart out. I'm keeping that young man from harming you at the moment, but only with the greatest of difficulty. I find it very hard to hold that young man off your insides. Now, what do you say?
I told him that I would get him the file, and what broken bits of food I could, and bring them to the battery early in the morning.
Say, Lord strike you dead if you don't, said the man.
I did so, and he took me down.
Now, he said, remember what you've got to do, and you remember that young man, and you get off home.
Good night, sir, I said timidly, backing away.
No chance of that for me,
he answered, looking about him over the cold, wet flat.
I wish I was a frog.
At the same time, he held his shivering body in both his arms and limped towards the low church wall. When he reached it, he got over it like a man with stiff legs and then turned to look at me. I waited no longer, but made the best use of my legs and ran all the way home without stopping.